A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 21st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming by-elections, the country's vaccination drive, and other issues.
Political parties and independents contesting in the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections are wrapping up their campaigns ahead of Saturday's polls, in which at least 130 seats are up for grabs. Some political parties and independent political commentators say the by-election campaigns were marred by political violence.
Millions of Zimbabweans are expected to vote in the elections to fill vacant council and parliamentary seats dotted all over Zimbabwe.
And in other news, Zimbabwe kick-started its nationwide vaccination program today in a bid to jab at least 70% of the population against COVID-19. Almost 4.5 million Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 3.4 million their second dose. COVID-19 has claimed more than 4,527 Zimbabweans to date.
In Ukraine, President Zelensky says he's ready for talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as the country is being pummeled with hypersonic and cruise missiles. Ukrainian leaders claim that they are on top of the situation on the ground where the Russian march to the capital Kyiv has been stalled.
The United Nations says about 3.3 million people have fled Ukraine and half of them are children. It says over 10 million people have been displaced by the war.
Meanwhile, President Joseph Biden is engaging European leaders on the way forward for Ukraine. Ukrainians are requesting military and humanitarian assistance from world leaders. Ngibambe mahlabe zulunjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke esijene. Ngilamthake sizakhuluma kabanzi sibili ngokhetho lwamabhaya elections olukhona ngempela viki. Sizakwazi ukuthi liyakwenziwa ke ngomgqibelo. Besilokhu silani maviki wonke njalo langempela viki sikhuluma ngokhetho lolu. So amabandla abaningi abekhankasa okunye okumangalisayo elizweni lokho ejikelele. Sibonile izolo i-Citizens Coalition for Change ibikhona ngale ke eMasvingo besenza ke abakwaziyo kunokubhotabhota belungisa ukuthi abantu babacele ukuthi ke babavotele. Sabona ke iZANU PF laye ke yafika eBhinga endaweni ezinjalo abakhokheli bayo. Bezama ukuthi bakhange abantu ukuze bavotelwe ukhetho oluzayo. So masikhangela khona manje ukhetho lolu olwenziwa ngempela viki. Kulakho ukuthi lumangalisa abantu ngenxenye unqobe abanye kumbe abanye bakhe phansi akwazi ukuthi bahamba njani. Kodwa sikwazi ukuthi kule 130 ama-seats ama-councillor njalo lakudala lephalamende okumele kuvotelwe phela. So yikho kumele kunjalo. So ke abantu sibili abamillions abaningi abantu bakhangela ukuthi bavote kukhetho lolu. Nxa sesikhangela njalo okunye okwenzakalayo elezimbabwe liqaliseke uhlelo lokujova abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. So ke bathi bafuna ukuthi bajove abantu abayisilinganiso esifika ongamajumi ayisikhombisa ekhulwini 70% kwenza ukuthi bazuze lokhu kuthiwa i-herd immunity. So ke okwamanje siyakwazi ukujove abantu abayi 4.5 million ijekiseni yakuqala. Utazana jobo esibili i 3.4 million. So kwele Zimbabwe ke sokulabantu 4,527 asebabulawa i COVID-19. Kwele Ukraine kona ngale lokhu esikala sibili impopo kunzima kunye okumangalisayo. Ele Russia selihlasela lokhu kuthiwa ngama hypersonic bombs. So ke lake ngama bomb anzima ukuthi ungazama ukuyiwisa emoyeni ibhodi yenzeni ijibilike ikhangele phansi ikhangele phezulu uhlelo lokuthi uyizame. So ke ukanye ngazani ke uMongameli Zelensky uthi hayi sezimisele ukuthi akhulumisane lo mkhokheli wakwele Russia uVladimir Putin. So ke i-United Nations yathi ukuthi sokulabantu 3.3 million asebabaleka kulelo lizwe baphephela kwamazweni emazweni angomakhelwane. Ithi kona abantu abafika 10 million kabasela ndawo yokuhlala. So ke lobo zima obumangalisayo. Lo mongameli Joseph Biden wakwele Melika ukanye ngazani uyakhona ngale e-EU lapha akhulumisana khona. Labantu labanye bakhe kwenze ukuthi kulungiswe phela udaba lolu olwe Ukraine kanye luyahlupha kakhulu. Siyabonga ukuthi cha futhi kancane langodaba lukamakhubhe osethi othi yena sokumele kusekelwe Marvelous. Kusekelwe uChamisa. Ye, ngena khona lapho Marvelous.
Ayo watinokuchingamidza nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nemusi wemuvhuro March 21. Nasi tichange tiine zvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukurukura pano pachirongwa chedu. Tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pegadziriro yemabielections achange ari kuitwa iwo nemusi wemugovera. Tinoona kuti pane zvigaro zvinosvika 130 zvekanzuru neparamende zvichange zviri kuvanhu vachirwisana pakati pemapato ari munyika kuti ndiani achavhoterwa pazvigaro izvi. Tinoona kuti nezuro panga paine musangano mukuru weCitizens Coalition for Change wakaitwa iwo kumasvingo. Tikaonawo zvakare munguva yapfuura iwoyu nemusi wemugovera. Takaona zvakare bato reZANUPF richiitawo musangano waro kubhinga, asi musangano weCCC wekumasvingo wanga uriko nezuro. Tichienderera mberi zvakare tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichiona kuti hurumende iri kuti iyo yatanga kubaya zvakare vanhu nhomba iyi vari kuda kuti vasvike pa70% yekuti nyika iwane herd immunity, sezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika kunyika yeBotswana iyo yazivisa kuti vachange vari kuvhura mabhodha avo kune avo vasina kubayiwa nhomba, nekuti vari kuti ivo kana munhu auya munyika ari asina COVID anogona kupinda kunyange asina kubayiwa nhomba, sezvo nyika iyi yakabaya 70% yevanhu vemunyika imomo. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe pari zvino yakabaya vanhu vanosvika 3.4 million nhomba dzese dziri mbiri dzeCOVID-19, uyezve pane vanhu vakashaya kubva kudenda iri vanosvika 4,527. Tichatarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kunyika yeUkraine, uko tiri kuona kuti mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaZelensky vari kutaura ivo kuti vaakuda kutaurana navaPutin vekuRussia kuitira kuti mabhambo ari kukandwa munyika yavo amiswe, sezvo ari kuuraya vanhu vakawanda. Tinoona kuti United Nations inotaura iyo kuti pane vanhu vakawanda vaenda kuupoteri vanodaudzira ivo mamiriyoni anodaudzira matatu awanikwa iwo achienda kunyika dzinotenderedza Ukraine, sezvo vari kutiza hondo iyi. Tinoona kuti pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakadzokerawo kumusha zvanga zviri kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro kunyika iyoyi yeUkraine. Tichange zvakare tichitarisa zviri kuitikawo munyika yeSouth Africa, umo tinonzwa kuti manga makarongwa kuratidzira nekwezvizvarwa zvinobva vasingabve munyika iyi yeSouth Africa vachiwanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachishora nyaya yemhirizhonga kana kuti xenophobia yanga iri kunzi iri kuitika munyika iyi. Asi kumwe kuratidzikira kwemuJohannesburg kwambomiswa kunyange kune dzimwe nzvimbo vaenderera mberi. Saka ndo zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, hatisingakangani kuti nyaya huru inyaya yemabielections. Titarisa zvakare kuti nhasi taona mutungamiri werimwe bato reMDCT muzvare Dr. Thokozani Kupe vachiuya vachitaura ivo kuti vachange vaakubatana nebato reCitizens Coalition for Change, uyezve vachatenge vatenda door to door vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vawanikwe vachivhotera bato iri reCitizens Coalition for Change, kuitira kuti sekutaura kwavaita mavhoti akawanda awanikwa achienda kubato iroro.
So let's start on that note, marvelous, about Thokozani Kupe saying that people should pick Nelson Chamisa in the forthcoming by-elections. Here's what she said today in Bulawayo.
Following our previous announcement that we are going to be working with like-minded opposition political parties because we are stronger together, and that we're going to give a signal on who our members to vote for in the upcoming by-elections, I am therefore today announcing that we are calling on all our members, all MDCT members and supporters, to go and vote on the 26th of March for Citizens Coalition for Change candidates. Go and vote for Citizens Coalition for Change candidates across the country. By voting on the 26th of March, we are building a strong foundation for a resounding victory in 2023. I am also therefore calling on all our members, all our supporters and citizens at large to rally behind President Nelson Chamisa as we prepare for the 2023 elections, as this election is going to be a defining moment in every Zimbabwean. In 2023, we must collectively take state power. And this can only happen if we unite and set the pace by voting in our thousands on the 26th of March for citizens Coalition for Change candidates across the country. Yes. I am also calling on all our members and supporters and citizens at large to go to every house, to go to every street, to go to every village, mobilizing citizens so that they get out to vote in their numbers on the 26th of March for Citizens Coalition for Change candidates across the country.
Yes, marvelous. That is Ms. Tokozani Kupe urging people to back Nelson Chamisa in the forthcoming by-elections. So she says, you know, collectively, people can go somewhere, you know, but if you are divided, you'll have a problem because you are going to divide the votes. So at the end of the day, she's saying people must vote for Nelson Chamisa's candidates. There you are.
Aiwapo tirikunzwa muzvare Dr. Tokozani Kupe vachitaura ivo pamusangano wavaita nhasi vachikurudzira veruzhinji kuti vawanikwe ivo vachivhotera bato reCitizens Coalition for Change. Vati ivo vakange vakataura kuti vachapa signari yekuti vanhu voita sei. Saka iyi ndo signari yavapa yekuti vanhu ngavawanikwe ivo vachibuda neuwandu hwavo, vangave vari mumadhorobha, vangave vari kumamisha, asi ngavabude neuwandu hwavo vachienda ivo kunovhotera bato reCitizens Coalition for Change. Vari kuti ivo vanhu vakabatana, masimba anogona kuenda kune vanhu.
Yes, we've got our first question. That is Mr. Ntantamazi Ncube of the Freedom Alliance. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. So now you heard that Mr. Ozan Kube is actually saying people must back Chamisa because, you know, divided you fall. But when you are together, you're always fighting in a strong way. So what's your take on that?
Yes, it is true to say that when people are divided, they fall, and when they unite, they stand. I think the mistake that we are making is that we do not make our leaders or those whom we call leaders to be accountable. What Kupe should be saying is not to say that it is important to unite. She should be telling us why, in the first place, what has been dividing the people, what has been dividing her organization, the people's organization that people have been following. And then when was that removed, if that was that's the case. And we also need to understand what Kupe stands for, because I don't think I'm the only one who is now confused. You see, there are people that will know that this person, I know that Mnangagwa stands for dictatorship. That far I know. But then for Kupe, what does she stand for? We saw her feeding fish in some farm in Kwekwe there, where there is a video which I actually show. I saw. She was there. We saw what happened after the Supreme Court judgment. We are also aware with on the her relations with Tsvangirai before she died. In fact, after the illegal ascension of Chamisa and Muturi in 2016, we know the position that she was in. She was no longer talking to Tsvangirai. She was even against the idea of the formation of the alliance. They fought with Chamisa. We are aware of that. But what we are saying, and when Tsvangirai died, she was in the forefront of everything. Now CC has been formed, she's in the forefront of everything. What is the ideology followed by the CC? Because she has to explain to the generality whether it's people in her party or elsewhere. She has got to make people aware. What has happened? What is it that, what is the content of where she is going? Is it about voting only? Is it about her and Chamisa saying we are coming together? How about the following? Because if we consider every party, political party in Zimbabwe, it is a party that can govern. Are they the people that we can trust, that we know that we are standing for this? Or tomorrow, the leader is like a chameleon, is going this way or that. So, you know, when you mix the wrong with the right, you bring it as a package to people. It becomes very difficult because, one, people will want unity. Two, you are talking about an individual. You want to create sort of a cult. We get worried again. I suppose their supporters are also worried about that. So we need to have leaders that are honest, that are credible, that we know what they stand for, even if they are not in our political parties. But we should be aware that if we know that the economy is run this way, they will run it that way. But for people like Umama Ukhupe Usiswami, you end up being confused. If you give her power today, she becomes, let's say, the president of the country. What is going to happen? The next thing, the country is salty. If she is a friend in Kenya, the country is salty to Kenya. You do not even know if there are, if she gets friends, land is going to other people. You cannot trust that kind of thing.
Yes.
That is where we have a
yes, I was according to Sintu Pongo's doctor.
Yes, sithike ukubambana kuyinto enhle kakhulu. Kodwa kumele nxa ubambana kuzwakala izizathu zokuthi libambana njani, belisehlukaniswa kuyini, selikulungise njani konke bekulehlukanisa. Njalo inhlanganiso zenu ziphethe umungo esingathi ideology yipi, ukuthi uZulu ayazi ukuthi limela lokho. Ngoba kumelanga kube yikuthi umuntu athi hayi mina lo nhlanhla siyathandana sesihleli lapha sesisebenza sonke kusasa sesithela inhlabathi kulokho ebesisikudla sesisiyale. Sikhangelele ukuthi laba ngabakhokheli ukuthi nxa kungathiwa nanti ilizwe. Kakwaziwe ukuthi bazabusa njani. Hayi ukuthi kumbe ukuthi uChamisa ulandwa ukuthi ulabantu abaningi. Ngabantu abaningi abafunani. Umnotho welizwe bafuna ukulungisa njani. I-cultural development bafuna ukuthi bayilungise njani. Kumele kube ngabantu esibathemba. Njalo umuntu ongumkhokheli kumele sazi ukuthi hayi umkhokheli nxa simnikile ilizwe kuthiwa selibusa. Siyakwazi ukuthi umbe ngezigejwayo zisezandleni ezinhle. Hayi umuntu ozavuka kusasa senike lokho abekhinya lithi liyavuka senze lokho ngoba wavela wajayela engakabusi. UMgabe usihluphile wavela wakujayela engakangeni embusweni. Basihlupho mnankagwa bakujayela vele bengakangeni embusweni. So ke umkhokheli ozavuka namuhla uyiyelo, kusasa uyigreen, kusasa uyilokho. We get worried about abantu abanjalo. Nxa simazi waphikisa into eziningi uMama Ukhupe, i-alliance yona le iqala ngo-2018 wayengayifuni. Izizathu zakhe ezinye kwakuyizizathu eziright. Bekumele nxa bebambana lo Chamisa, bahlale phansi kuzwakale ukuthi i-ideology abalayo ngeyani. Even ngo-2023 nxa bewina, what are they going to do? Angeke sithi khona hayi uChamisa uthandwa ngabantu uyalandelwa wonke umuntu uselandela following an individual. We need ukuthi ideology ibe khona ebahlanganisayo, kube lama talks, ku-consult futhi kuma grassroots. Thina as Freedom Alliance sikholelwa ekuthini we should build strong institutions rather than strong individuals, because for 42 years we have been having strong individuals, and where has that taken us to? Yikho ubona umbuso osuthathwa ngamakhulu sokubuye omunye ogenqula omunye, yena lo khona laye uzagenqulwa futhi ngabangani wakhe. Siyabe singayindawo khonapho.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mrs. Barbara Kwangwara Tanyanyiwa. Welcome to the program, Tanyanyiwa. I hope she can hear me today. Hello, Tanyanyiwa. Welcome to the program. Yeah, I think Unzwela Kachana. Tanyanyiwa, we are ngizwa mama.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, and you? How are you, Gibbs?
No, I'm very fine. So, Ms. Cooper has decided to join you. So, what's your take on that?
I can't hear you properly, Gibbs.
Okay, so Tokozani Kupe is saying people must support Chamisa and his party, you know, in the by-elections. What's your take on that?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. First and for all, there's nothing wrong in her saying she's going to vote for our candidates. We can't deny that. It's her right to say so. As Citizens Coalition for Change, the Agenda 2022 is about citizens' action for change. The core business of every citizen is to mobilize, organize, recruit, and conscientize for change so that we build a new Zimbabwe. The citizens' movement is for any citizen. However, the leadership of the movement will be determined by the citizens who are at the center of the movement and all its decision-making processes. Citizens will assess each and every candidate for their suitability to lead. I know a lot of people might be thinking that she wants to come, she wants a position, she wants left us, wants to wait MDC alliance. She recalled our MPs, she recalled our councillors. Yes, we are all aware of that. People are aware of that. The people know what they are doing. They say once beaten, twice shy. So we accept your decision because it's your choice. They can vote for whoever they want to vote. But the people say they want to come to CCC since it's the citizen movement. The people will choose their leaders accordingly. People cannot say she cannot come or she can come, but people or the citizens are going to decide what they are going to do. Otherwise, we welcome the idea of giving us the votes. It's okay. We don't dispute that. We welcome the decision.
Yes, cela ukufaka ngesindebele khonoko, ukufaka ngesindebele.
Okay, ngiyabonga Gibbs. Njenge citizens, Citizens Coalition for Change, ibandla la le-CCC, libandla eliyamukela wonke umuntu oyabe efuna ukuthi abuye kilo kumbe ayenze into esekela ibandla lona lelo. I-Agenda 2022 iyatsho ukuthi ngomnyaka ukuthi abantu bayenze abangakwenza ukuthi balethe utshintsho eZimbabwe. Ngakho lokho kwenziwe nguKhuphe ukuthi ayenze ipressure yokuthi abantu be-MDCT bavotele ama-candidates ethu awe Citizens Coalition for Change. Siyakwamukela, asikwali ngumbono wabo lowo, asingeke siwutshintshe. Whether bakwenzile kumbe kabakwenzanga, thina sikwanise ukuthi sibabuze ukuthi likwenzeleni. Bengaze beyekele ukukwenza, asikwanise ukuthi sibabuze ukuthi liyekeleni ukukwenza, ngoba i-choice ngeyabo. Ngakho abakhokheli be-CCC bakhethwa ngabantu. Abanye bebesithi ucathamela isikhundla ufuna ukuphenduka, wasizwisa ubuhlungu, warikhola ama-MPs ethu, warikhola ama-councillors ethu. Ye, abantu bakwazi abakwenziwayo nguKhuphe, bathi kubona kanye kubona kabili. Lokho akutshintshi lutho, abantu bazakwenza bona abakufunayo. Gibbs, mina angingeke ngikhulume ukuthi kuhle kumbe kubi, kodwa hayi, amavoti siyamukela.
Yes, cela ufake ngesishona khonokho mama, kufake ngesishona.
Okay, ndatenda Gibbs. Izvo zvaitwa naMzvare Tokozani Kupe zvekuudza vatedzeri weMDCT kuti wavhotere macandidates eCitizens Coalition for Change. Tinozvigashira ikodzero dzavo kuti vadaro. Isusu hatigoni kuti musazviita, nekuti CCC isangano remacitizen, isangano rewanhu. Vanhu vanoita zvavanoda asi vanhu vari kutaura kuti ari kuzviita izvi nokuti ari kunyangira kuuya, ari kunyangira chigaro, ari kuzoda kutiparadzanisa. Akabvisa maMPs edu muparliament, akabvisa makanselers edu kukanzuro. Vanhu vari kuzviziva zvese izvozvo, asi vanhu vari kuti mavhoti ake ngaauye, whether achivhotera kana kuti haana kutivhotera, isusu kwatiri hapana chinochinja. Nekuti vanhu vanozviziva, hanzi chakatanga ndicho chakachenjedza. Vanhu vari kuzviziva, vanhu havana kupusa, vanhu vachaita zvavanoda. Isusu hatigoni kutaura kuti azviitirei, nekuti ikodzero dzake iye kupe kuti aite zvaaita izvozvo.
Yeah, marvelous.
Asi tinoona vamwe vachiti ivo hapana, tombopinda muchirungu kuti there are no permanent friends in politics. Ndozvingange zviri kuitika here kana kuti permanent friends or enemies in politics?
I can't hear you, marvelous.
Oh, okay, so, all what she's saying is that, some people are saying there are no permanent enemies in politics. So in this context, she's coming back into the frame, let's say, in CCC, and so she's not a permanent enemy, right?
Yes. They say so in politics that there are no permanent enemies, and we at CCC, we know that. If she wants to come to CCC, because she hasn't spoken of coming to CCC, if she wants to come to CCC, although she was wearing our regalia, she will just come as a member, because at the moment, the CCC has not yet chosen their leader. The leaders that are there, they're an interim leadership. There's going to be a congress, a convention where people are going to choose their leaders. If she's coming to CCC, she'll just come as a simple member. We are not going to recognize her as a leader of a party. It's not a coalition where we are taking other parties that are outside. It's a coalition of people, it's of citizens, where we are saying everyone must come. It's a new thing, Gibbs. There's no one who would say, I want to bring my people. They can come as individuals, they cannot come as a pact, because the Citizens Coalition for Change is not a pact. It's a coalition for citizens, not a coalition for political parties. So she will just come as a citizen, and the members will just come as citizens. They are not going to be any negotiations, because there's nothing at the moment. The Congress will decide. The people will decide what they want. The people will choose their leaders. So this one is, we are not enemies with Madame Kupe. We don't hate her, although she caused a lot of pain to our members when we're still MDC Alliance. We are a new baby. We are going into 2026 March without anything. We are going to start afresh. So we can't really say we don't want it or we want it. People are going to decide.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Now we're joined by Mr. Bongani Dube. Babu Dube, siyabonga kuhlelo baba.
Siyabonga Babu Dube, linjani?
Yes, siyaphila kakhulu. So the phone yakho sikubona kuhle. Wenze ukuthi sizwe xa ukhuluma. Yeah, so ke ubona njani ukhetho oluzayo lolo seduze nje ukuthi kwenzakale ngomgqibelo? So ama-by elections lawo ubona njani?
Yeah, ukuba khona aza kuba khona Babu Dube, but inkinga i-1 anti uyabona ukuthi kunabantu abashaywayo, kunabantu manje kuyabonakala ukuthi noma singaludlula lolu kodwa lulelwane olubuyayo kuzaba nzima, ziningi izidumbu ezizaba khona.
Ye, so nxa kunjalo ke kodwa ke ubona ngazani abantu baqhuba njani okwamanje nxa sikhangela imikhankaso yabo, ubona ngani baqhuba kuhle kumbe kunzima? Sibe
bengathi angeke ngitsho ukuthi kuhle, because ngiyabona abanye banqabelwa, kuba kuyafakwa namapholisa kwezinye indawo, kugcine kungasayenziwanga. Kodwa ngani kuthiwa kukhululekile nje, benze njengebandla elibusayo, bonke nje abantu bekhankaza ngokufanayo.
Sorry, ke kulo muntu ongenileyo lapha wamane kwafipha la iyicingo zethu. So lisipholele khonokho ke sizathi silungise sibone ukuthi yongenileyo ungani ungene kwafika kwachibilika imtshina. So ke umduduzi, umduduzi kunjani? Ungani kangizwa kuhle. Umduduzi kunjani baba?
Linjani yalizwa?
Isibizo mbani lesibo?
Umduduzi moyo.
Umduduzi moyo akusitshela ukuthi ukhetho lolo luzayo lubona njani?
Ukhetho lolo luzayo lwama-by elections. Hayi lukhetho silulindeleyo impela kakhulu. Sifuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngathi ngama kufana lokuthi ngama rehearsals ka 2023 silubhekile impela ngamehla abomvu, kodwa ke hayi mbona ngathi i-CCC iza kahle.
Ujongani ukuthi iza kahle kula?
I-CCC mbona ngathi abantu bayithanda kakhulu, abafoswa bazithandela ngokubona kwami.
Kuyini okwenza sifile ukuthi sichoko lapho ukuthi ya khanya ngazani abantu bazithandela la?
Okungenza mbona ukuthi abantu bazithandela ukuthi i-leadership yomuntu, i-leader kumelanga izifostele ebantwini, abantu kumele bezifostele ku-leadership. Xa upresident wabantu bemthanda, kumele uzize umthanda, ubona lokuthi into azikhulumayo lazenzayo engazenzela abantu. Upresident uNelson Chamisa siyambona ukuthi akaziphushele ebantwini, abantu baziphushela kuye, which is a good president.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu bambi ungayikhatshana futhi njalo uvalele umute le mic yakho. Nxa ungekho khonapha kuset kuze singeza ukuthi ukhulumani labanye. Mavelas, I think we heard him here. He's saying people love CCC, so he's saying this is a litmus test for what is expected to come, you know, in the 2023 elections. So go ahead there. We still have Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube.
Mnyarikani wedu vapinda pachirongwa vari kutaura ivo kuti semaonero avo zvichaitika izvo nemusi wemugovera zvicharatidza kuti iyo sarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika ichafamba sei. Asi munyarikani vati ivo semaonero avo vari kuona kunge bato reCCC rinenge richamhanya nechimuti, nekuti vari kuti nekuti vatungamiri vebato iri vachasarudzwa nevanhu, uyezve vanhu vari kufarira mutungamiri aripo vaNelson Chamisa, ndokutaura kuri kuita munyarikani vachitaura ivo kuti zvavari kuona zvichiitika pari zvino zviri kuvafadza, uyezve vane shuviro yekuti pachasvika musi wemugovera zvichabuda ipapo ndo zvicharatidza kuti election yekutsvaga iye mutungamiri wenyika kana kuti president ichafamba sei. So ndo zvataurwa nemunyarikani wedu angari pano pachirongwa chedu.
Yes, so Mr. Ncube, what's your take on the forthcoming elections? Because it seems a lot is happening right now.
Yes, the forthcoming elections need us to reflect to what has happened before, and for us to dictate what could happen. By elections are usually problematic. We are well aware that the ZANU-rigging machinery is going to be concentrated in one place. Their rigging is usually more effective when it is by elections. If we are to check how many by elections were won by the opposition, you will find that there are very few. But we would hope that people are going to vote wisely. They know who has failed to deliver, and then they will vote for those who are better. If we were there, I was going to easily say the Capable Movement is the Freedom Alliance. Fortunately, we'll have it in 2023. We are worried about the way and manner in which we now approach elections. We are no longer worried about the content. It worries us to see our people not being worried about the content. They are only worried about, let's say, removing ZANU only. How are we removing ZANU? There is no clearly laid down thing there. When ZANU is removed, what are we going to do? We are worried about that. We need to be hearing more content on policies, on the ideologies, for us to see how the economy is going to be run better. But what we are seeing is to talk about the numbers that attend a political rallies. I heard in another group where someone was saying, no, when Chamisa asked the people how many registered, 90% raised their hands. We even asked to say, Is there proof that those who raised their hands are registered voters? It is not there. So we need to be thinking more about the content of our elections and not individuals that are in our elections. We are seeing people on their campaigns. I will just put the picture of someone who is my president. I am only saying, no, I stand with so-and-so. Or my president, that's the campaign. I'm not talking about the service delivery. But I'm saying Marvelous is my president. Then I put a large portrait behind mine. We think and believe that we need to change that. Mugabe thrived on populism. We are seeing the passing of people that ZANU is doing to create a picture of many people. We are like people who follow a crowd. We do not bother what the crowd is thinking. Whether the crowd can stone somebody to death at any time, we are not worried about that. So we are saying we need to change this kind of mentality because it is very dangerous. We are 42 years into what is called independence. But if we are still behaving like in 1979 when people were coming from war, singing songs, dancing Kongonya, etc., we think that it is a set job. And it should be embarrassing in the 21st century for us to fail to ask our leaders what they are offering more than whether we love them or what. So it's really a worry. But what we are saying is that it is known that ZANU should never be voted into power. That's the very strong position that we have. But then whoever is to get into power, we need to scrutinize that person before they get into power. Because once they are having the army like ZANU and everything, we are sure that we are going to suffer still.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Nguyen. So we are now joined by Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. He belongs to the America's branch or province. Welcome to the program, Mr. Vusango.
Thank you. Thank you, citizen.
Thank you so much. Marvelous. Go ahead.
Manzwa zvanga zvikutaurwa apo nemunyarikani vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vanofanira kunyatsobvunza kuti zvii zvamuri kuti imi muchange muri kuitira vanhu pamuchapinda zvakare mupawa kana kuti mukutonga tichiona kuti manga makabata matongo kwemakore isaya sezanopf.
Thank you very much. The viewers, I will quickly say in Shona and in English. I think as ZANU-PF, we are standing for development. That's our theme and vision 2030. We have a mantra that says, Nyika inovakwa nevanhu. I think we have already set our leg into that, and there is already evidence. So we are not campaigning for these by-elections even for 2023 based on just lip service, as we always say. We have got tangible things on the ground that every Zimbabwean already know. It will be wasting of time for me to mention the achievements of ZANU-PF so far, because we are just adding to the number of all the things that we have done. But what we want to urge our citizens is they should wake up and smell the coffee and not vote for people who promise what they don't have. We have done service delivery. We are trying to maximize our service delivery. We are going beyond what was done even before by the old dispensation. We have seen that there was a lot of programs, there was a lot of developments that were done by the Smith regime, and they were never carried on from there. This new dispensation being led by Comrade Edim Nangagwa is partake all those things that were left before 1980. And we are seeing things happening. We are seeing new dams being built. We're going to see Matabeleland will never have a crisis of water shortage ever again. And that is already in process. So some of these things, we don't see any political party that can contest against ZANU-PF. Because most of these political parties, what they are trying to do is to remove us. Because they've seen that what we have been doing and we are still doing is going to be beyond whatever they can imagine to do. You cannot promise people spaghetti roads while our roads from one city to the other are not constructed well enough to be world standards. So we have started from the basics, and now we'll be moving to bring our country to an art of state in terms of everything that we are doing development wise, buildings, roads, hospitals, etc., etc. Employment is coming. As you can tell right now, in for example, the president was in Binga on our campaign rally, and he promised there that they are going to be almost close to 350 jobs only for the Binga constituents coming there on the fishery industry. And everything is provided for, because in that area, people do a lot of fishing there. And wherever we are going, there is everything that the president is doing. There is always something as far as development is concerned. My brother was talking about that you need to remove ZANU-PF. What are you going to remove ZANU-PF and put what? Your party doesn't even have a structure. We don't even know who is the head of your party. Same like CCC, Lolita Misa himself. There is no structures there. There is nothing that has been done for the people of Zimbabwe. It's all about the fear-mongering people. It's all about lying to the people that ZANU-PF has done this. We are going to do this. We don't want people who are going to say, I'm going to do something now. Because it's important for you to say, look at what they've done and look what ZANU-PF is doing. What do we have to compare with? There is nothing there. So basically, he actually already conceded defeat. I don't know his name there. And even his party, I don't know the name of his party. But he already conceded defeat, that we know that by elections, ZANU-PF will take all the seats. Definitely, we are going to take most of the seats.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's bring in Mr. T. Nkomiapi Msipa. Mr. Msipa is an independent. Mr. Msipa, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thanks, Kips. Thanks, everyone who is listening.
Yes, so you don't have any party, right? Do you have any party?
No, I don't have any party.
So tell us about what you think is happening in Zimbabwe. You know, the country is inching closer to by elections. So what's your take on that?
As a country, as we're getting closer to these by elections, I think it is important for people to know what they want in future. You know, we've had the ruling government for almost over 40 years, but keep promising people everything, that like milk and honey every time when it comes to elections, but they've never delivered anything. I come from Matabeleland side, where I've seen a lot of struggle and a lot of marginalization down there. But when it comes to the campaign times, they always go there and give people free bags of food or the seedlings for growing season and all that stuff, or free manure or fertilizers and stuff. But that doesn't really help at all. And as the last speaker there is saying, ZANU-PF has tangible things in place. Yes, they have the tangible things in place, but they're not doing anything. They're not doing enough for the country at all, or especially the poor areas. People are struggling, but they're still trying to buy people with something that they will only use it for one day, then they forget about them. This plan that they say they have plans for the Vision 2030. How many more years do you need to make something? You know, I think these other parties that are the smaller parties like Triple C and these other parties, it is really important for them to amalgamate and do something just to remove the ruling government. I think, in my own opinion, that's the start. Then they will have something thereafter to move forward, because this ruling government has been oppressing the development in every way possible in that country, to be honest. People are fed up. People are still suffering. They will continue suffering. People are all over the countries because of the ruling government failed to contain the situation and feed their own people and provide the jobs for their own people and develop the country. That country, let's not even dream about the spaghetti roads because we don't even have the highways. What's the road from Victoria Falls to Bulawayo like? What's the road from Bulawayo to Harare like? Ever since I was born, ever since I started to see Bulawayo, from Victoria Falls to Bulawayo, from Victoria Falls to Gweru, there is no electric line for the railway. Only starts from, or whether it's still there, it used to start from Gweru to Harare. So, whereas the resources, all these other things, big trucks were traveling from down at the bottom of Matabele North with all the resources, taking them all the way to the eastern part. And all the trains, these long trains and all that, they were transporting even coal and all that, all the resources from the other end of the country all the way to develop the eastern side. The eastern side is much better.
One minute.
At least ICCC, njengoba ngathi iyo ngathi I powerful at the moment. Lala amancane abefisa ukuzimela wodwa. Awasekele lapho iphumelele iwine, then kubonakala ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba I ruling government kumele iphume. That's my check on it.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ngingazi ukuthi uBarbara uyangizwa kumbe kangizwa. Mbona ngazani lokhu zeyakhe zisifrizile. So just hold on there. Ungayikatshana baba. Ububambile khonapho. Ngizama ukubisa abanye khonapha-ke emsakazweni. So-ke ngiye kubaba-ke uMoses Ncube. So baba uNcube ngamafutshane sibili, less than 2 minutes. Ubona ngazani ukhetho lolu kuyaphuma njani kumelalo?
Ye, ukhetho lolu sicabanga ukuthi luzaphuma emadorobheni, luzaphuma ngendlela vele oluhleli luphuma ngayo. Okuyabe kusemakhaya njalo lalo luyabe luzaphuma futhi ngayona leyo ndlela emakhaya. Ngoba vele kakukho okutshintshileyo okutshelwa abantu. Abantu nje bavota ngokuthi kule ZANU laphana abayiZANU bafuna ukuvotela iZANU. Abafuna iTCC bese befuna ukuvota iTCC. Ngibe sengicela ukuthi ngiphendule kancane uVusango ukuthi istructure seZANU is the structure of looters. Thina we have got istructure as a Freedom Alliance as an organization. So istructure lesiyane sama-looters akhuluma ngazo, we are not talking about the structure of looters, but we are talking about the structure of a people's organization, a people's movement. Yes.
Sawakhulu uthi sithatheke ubaba uRichmond Matshelela. Matshelela uyangizwa baba? Matshelela uyangizwa? Matshelela asikhulume sizwe baba uyangizwa? Bonazana uMatshelela akangizwa kuhle. Matshelela
ngiyakuzwa kakuhle baba.
Okay, ubona ngazani kuyaphumani ukhetho lolu olukhona
ngempela vele. Ngiyakuzwa kakuhle baba Dube.
Ubona ngazani kuyaphumani ukhetho baba. Uyaphumani kwa.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Ukhetho lolu obuya. uMatshelela mbona ngazani ibhathani yakhe ivaliwe. Qhubeka. Qhubeka ibhathani yakho yathi ivaliwe. Qhubeka baba.
Iparliament namakhansela iCCC iyawina. Angisho. Kodwa ngaba akutoseki kubakhansela kama-MP. Singale sesiya sesihlangana lali umdalalwane umlangagwa laphana 2023 umlangagwa. USiya iCCC kodwa bazawina ngesicothi. But lapha kuma councillor ama MP lapha ipsipusi izabutha zokuthi.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. What sizwe ke ubaba webandla lezano PF Mr. Vusango. Mr. Vusango, so what do you think will be some of the election?
The outcome of the election is already there. ZANU-PF has done everything to get most of the votes. I would think 70% of the seats will be coming to ZANU-PF. I will still give CCC or whoever some of the 30%, to be fair. But I mean, definitely the reason why we had these by-elections, it was because of there were problems and squabbles in the MDCs and all these other political parties. So a lot of people, they've defected to ZANU-PF as we are speaking. We don't see anyone defecting from ZANU-PF to other parties. That's a reflection that people are fed up of lip service. So ZANU-PF is going to take at least 70 to 80% of this by-election is coming home. Very confident. Thank you.
Hey, marvelous.
Vavusango. Asika tiri kunzwa vamwe vanyarikani vari kutaura pavanoti ivo havasi kuona bato reZANU-PF richibura chinhu apa.
Right, ndo maonero avo because vanhu vazhinji vanovenga ZANU-PF. Ndosaka tine maopposition asiri productive because politics haisi about hating another political party. Politics ndeyekuti imimi sebato renyu chamuri kuitira vanhu. Hamugoni kuita hate speech muchiudza vanhu kuti ZANU-PF yakashata. Vudzai vanhu zvamunokwanisa kuita. Vanhu ngavakubhirivhei. It says ZANU-PF takana zvokutaura zvonetsa. Saka zvatakida zvokuti angoisa hands on. Chita zvinhu zvedu zvine ma results. Saka ma results atinawo ndoatanda nawo kuma by election kunotora ma seats ese atiri kutora. 70 to 80% of ma seats ari kudzoka kuna vamunangagwa. Saka izvozvo tinotori ne confidence nazvo. Tichaona vanhu vachichema musi wa 27. Vazhinji vanenge vachichema vana CCC vane vachimwauka vachiinda uko ese nevamwe vatisingaziva. Nokuti vachaziva kuti 2023 hapana chokumirira. Kutongodzosera vamunangagwa pa straight 68% 2023 for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, how about saying that in English? So do you think that, what people are saying is really like ZANU-PF has failed completely, failed. Do you agree with
that? ZANU-PF has not failed. How can it fail?
Because they're saying you've been in power for over 40 years. So what?
In power for 40 years, yeah. And being in power for a long time, it means that you are a good party. You are the party that meets the standards of the people. Look at what we had in Lupane. We didn't have Lupane University. We didn't have Lupane Hospital. All these things are now there. They're coming to fruition because of the new republic that we have. So you cannot tell me that ZANU-PF is a part of looters. We are not looting, but we are bringing development to areas that didn't have development. And it's a fact. You go to Lupane, you see development. The Lupane Highway is going to be under construction. It already, Comrade Mohadi already said it. It was commissioned. The roads are going to the development on the roads is already going. The Victoria Falls Blawai Road is already under. The construction is already going. We are widening the road. I don't know who was talking about the railway and the road from Blawai to Gweru is not in a good condition. I don't know why when that other brother there, when was the last time he was in Zimbabwe. We can't continue fabricating things. Let's go home. Sometimes it's good to also go on the ground.
Yes, thank you very much. I think you're almost getting cut off. Bongani, we are going to talk about local Sakona Gorapo. Kubega Uchutu and Bonas and Wakarok.
Minute Nilusis Nalindo, Kuluma, we don't for some, but we don't ban. Nilusis Gakul. In the Kuluma Azo, Futi Azo, Puseka, Uplom, Tuseka, and Musemazwe.
Yosemazwe.
Ya ukhuluma into engayaziyo babuDube thina indawo lezo akhuluma ngazo sivela khona thina manje sithi iZANU-PF izange ibe ifaila angazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani because 42 years that university akhuluma ngayo ibe khona ngemva kwesikhathi singakanani and from Victoria Falls uchama Tebeland wonke amen university ebezikhona khona phana kuze kube manje and owamanje zingaki mawubala so into yakhe le ayikhulumayo ukhuluma into engekhoyo ukhuluma ngedamu lamanzi manje abantu bayasokola ngamanzi angekhoyo ezokhuluma for 42 years ekhuluma esithi ukubuyela vele bazabuyela ngoba babuyela ngegazi babuyela ngamandla bayalwa batsha abantu bathini kodwa into esalayo bengaze bethi bona bayenza kahle that's why besembusweni ekugcineni bayasala lenkomo lezinja yizo abazazibusa ngoba abantwana bonke bagcwele emazweni ashiyeneyo la enje ekhuluma nje usemazweni udlamnandi hamba uyebona into ezisekhaya izulu alinanga babudube manje abantu bayahlupheka that road akhuluma ngayo i-road abazafaka abantu manje ngesikhathi becampaigna after kudlula ukhetho babasusa laba abantu and I remember kulo muntu ebengikhuluma laye abam-eda egrupini edinga umsebenzi ukuthi kuthiwa bazalokhuzalwana umgwaqo igrupu yangikhona ikhona but leyo group ma besitsho bona ungathi ngabantu abaholayo manje kodwa abaholi leyo group ikhona ungaphuma egrupini bakubisela kodwa leyo group yayingabantu abadinga umsebenzi bathatha bayenziwa ama-interview kwathiwa bazayakha umgwaqo osuke from Bedbridge to Victoria Falls until now abantu labo lokhu behlezi lokhu bengakaqhatshwa akulanto ehambayo eyenzakalayo khonaphana so kubuhlungu kakhulu ma ngisizwa umuntu enjenganalowo ekhuluma kanjalo silabantwana dube sibafundisileyo abalama-degree degree abayenze iyunivesithi bazihlalele ekhaya kulaa nto abayenzayo so is very painful ma ubaba lo ekhuluma kanjalo ekhuluma ngemathebeleland thina sibuya khona ngale akakwazi le mathebeleland ukuthi amboni ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi kunjani emathebeleland
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Bongani Dube ubambe khonapho so all what he's saying marvelous is that you know what Mr. Busango was talking about is something that doesn't exist because people have so many problems especially in Matabeleland. So there's that kind of an issue. So Dean Kumia, just your last word.
1 minute. Okay. Yeah, you can go to mfisa ukuthi abantu at least ama-parties malawo engahlangana nje amanyane kube kanye alwisane lezano ayikhiphe bese kuyabonakala ukuthi kuyiwaphi phambili ngoba izano ibuyisele ilizwe lelana emuva kakhulu loo nje okhuluma ngokuthi kule development lapha lalaphana nje ukhuluma amaphupho akhe yindlela abafuna ukuhleli bebusa ngayo amanga njalo nje bethembisa abantu but i-ruling government is bring that country down to its knees, to be honest.
Thank you very much. And I think we've got somebody who can give us exactly 10 seconds. He just joined the show right now. Baba, kunja. So that note, marvelous. I think we end our show on a very high note. Was with one guy who just joined in and he said hello and bye-bye. So, but we thank him so much. And we thank everybody who was here tonight and with Mr. Regis Busango of ZANU-PF, Mr. Dr. Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Mrs. Barbara Kwangwara Danyaniwa of CCC, G. Nkomiya Pamsipa in UK, Bongani Dube in South Africa, Mtutuzi Moe in South Africa, and Richman Achelela in South Africa as well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Ininzi ni marvelous mhlanganya huye mchitinga. Tisanganesha kare, panesha mwesha rungwa shedu, mangwana.
Good night.